Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 22nd, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at what we have on offer for today's show. Well, I'm going to start with the statistic, which is pretty sobering, the fact that there are 260 million working-age Americans, of which 127 million, or 49%, are not working. And of the 133 million who are working, 23 million are part-time workers and 19 million are government workers. So you get to see where the favouritism lies in the worker stakes in the United States. The communist system. Pure and simple. Those who work for the state are honoured and blessed. The rest of them, just do what you can. Then, of course, we come to the JCPenney bankruptcy. It took them 14 years to die. And I'm going to talk about the process by which a company, which is clearly on the skids, crawls agonizingly into bankruptcy. And this one, of course, finally pushed by the coronavirus. Then I'm going to talk about Obama's scandals. You know, they, especially the media, try to whitewash the past and rewrite history to present a different picture of what really happened. But the fact is that during Obama's time as president, the country suffered scandal upon scandal upon scandal. You know, let's call it scandals galore. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Then I shall discuss the Flynn case from the point of view of Jim Kunstler. I'm going to actually read one of his entire articles. It's quite short, but really quite sobering. Then we will talk about the virus being basically a false analysis, that all that was really necessary was just to isolate those who were actually ill. This lockdown thing was, as I've said so many times in recent weeks, a total non-event with the most ghastly consequences. So then I shall talk about how the economy declined in the most horrendous way, quite unnecessarily. Banks were given trillions in bailouts and emergency loans, allowed to dump years of bad investment decisions into special garbage facilities set up by the Federal Reserve. But it did nothing for the economy. Just a ghastly scandal for which the country will pay for at least the next 50 years. Unpleasant and unfortunate. But anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any of the 3 shows of your choice, but if you have no preference, I think you should take the latest 3 shows because a lot of them, in fact most of them, deal with current events, and the current events, as it were, are more likely to be uppermost in your mind, thereby enabling you to have a good insight into what I'm talking about. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, which is on the Podbean page, if you don't get it down here. But it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I think many of you know about. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, all those are lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, just RMWakeUpCall. And in the Facebook example, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. All one word. Okay, take care. I will see you again, hopefully, on Monday. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call saying bye-bye. Till then.